Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
So the Falcons get set to take on the Panthers this weekend. We were discussing the identity of this team. That was the question that you had presented to us.
Yeah, and I think it's something worth kind of talking about, and this is one of the This is one of the beautiful things you get to talk about when you have a quarterback that throws for 500, Tiff. You get to kind of pivot to other storylines like this, not what went wrong. You get to say, man, what's the identity of this team? What's the identity of this offense? It's a Bijan-centric offense that Kirk Cousins seems to be the star of right now. So I think it's a question worth kind of talking about.
I don't think it's Bijan-centric. I think he's just the running back, and that he's a versatile running back in your system. That, you know, everybody wants to be able to run the ball and then pass off of it. I mean, there are few and far between where they want to throw first and then use the pass to set up the run. But most NFL offenses, I think everybody wants to say they want to be able to run the ball because that leads to wins. The whole balance thing. I heard someone, I don't know who, I listen to different podcasts, radio shows throughout the day. It's just part of what I do in the business and part of just wanting to know more knowledge. The whole balance thing is the most overrated thing talked to me in the entire world. I didn't like the balance. They threw 58 times. I didn't like the balance. So, you know, did they win the game? Yeah. Why did they win the game? Well, because the quarterback threw for 500 yards. So why does it matter if they were balanced? It doesn't. You do whatever the defense is giving you, and you exploit that. Thursday night, Tampa Bay did a good job of limiting the run game, and they did not do a good job of stopping Darnell Mooney over 100 yards, Drake London over 100 yards, Kyle Pitts 88 yards, Kirk Cousins throwing the ball 509. So what do you care about the stat sheet and the balance at the end of the day? You won the game, and they couldn't stop one thing that you were doing to an extreme.
I had more of a deeper thought when you were talking about your issue with balance and it being, I guess, overhyped. But then you kind of broke it down. Actually, I agree with you.
No, I don't.
I think every offense, to a degree.
Like, I think the balance stuff comes into play because whatever you're doing offensively can keep a defense off balance. So I think that's why people get so caught up. And if you've got a good passing game, well, then that can open up your run game if you've.
I think you're right. I think at the end of the day, the offensive coordinator would like to say, We ran it 51% of the time and threw it 49%, or vice versa.
But I agree that at the end of the day, you do whatever it takes to win the game. And if something's working for you and they have not adjusted to it, then you keep doing it.
I think there are people in our situation, Mike. My point is, in our situation, and to Tiffany's point, I think Tiffany's with me on this, that's one of the parents like, yeah, you know, I tell you, they want to sound smart, but I didn't like the balance. Who gives a damn at the end of the day of the balance? As long as you win the game, if you can find one thing that you can exploit of them, you do more of that to try to win the game.
I agree with you from that aspect, but let me kind of circle this back, because I think there's a little bit of recency bias in what you're saying. What is one of the things, one of the situations that has been a problem that we didn't get into this past weekend? You throw for 509 yards. You did not get into a short yardage situation the entire game. Like, you did not have to convert on third and one on the goal line and have to find a way to get that in. So I think that, to your point, when you're talking about the game as a whole, right, and what all needs to happen, I think you at least have to have the threat. I can't remember the team. I think it was the Seahawks this past weekend had 7 called runs, right, and throw the ball a ton of times. There are games you can be successful. I'm not sure that throughout the season, without the threat of a run game, that you can actually make a playoff run and a Super Bowl run. And I think the reason is, we talk about all the times, defenses nowadays in the NFL, they don't play defense very good between the 20s. They're playing too high. They're playing this, you know, cover 4 shell, whatever else it is, cover 3 we play here in Atlanta. But as things shrink down and get inside the 20, and you cannot run clearing routes and get people, you know, get corners to back off and everything else, because now you're in the red zone, everything's smaller, I think you at least have to have the threat of being able to pick up 4 and 5 yards in the run game and have guys, you know, at least have that threat defensively. If you don't, then you back yourself into a corner.
I don't disagree with either one of y'all there. I just think when you look at a stat sheet, you know, I thought it was interesting when Zach Robinson took this job. And look, Zach Robinson has not been without fault at times this year. That's why I got a stat about the third down percentage and why it's having to grow, because he's having to find his way and he's not done everything necessarily probably the right way, or he's made some bad decisions he wants back, which I think he would admit. But he was asked, well, what's your commitment to the run, and how much are you going to run each game? And he says, I don't know. Every game's different.
I think that's a good response.
And we're going to find something that we can take advantage of in a defense and do that. I think there are some days where you want to run the ball for multiple reasons. A, you can exploit it on their defense, or B, maybe a situation where you want to try to play a little more ball control and keep the ball out of that other guy's hands. We haven't done a good enough job of that offensively yet this year. That's why last week was the first week in 5 games we've won the time of possession. You know, that's why you look at this stat right here. Before the Saints game, do you guys want to take a guess at what our percentage was of converting on third downs?
You know I do the pregame. I already know this.
Yeah, so, it was 22%, which was 29th in the league. For last week, we were converting 26% of the time, which was 29th in the league. You've now upped that to almost 31%. So you're doing a climb there, which tells me they're starting to get a feel of what they are good at and what they're not and how to take advantage of that.
They've been pretty good and successful on fourth down conversions. Coach Raheem Morris, he joined the coach's show with Dave Archer to talk about the success they've had there this season, including against Tampa.
You know, I think it's all timely, and I think it's a matter of fact of having a chance to go out there and attack people and keep them on their toes. Being smart at the same time, these guys are very calculated in how we want to do our things, how we want to go about our business. But, you know, we had a couple this week, you know, the one that we really got to turn into a touchdown, and we had one that was backed up that was also one that we kind of figured put the pressure on those guys. You know, let's make a quick, decisive decision, turn around by those guys as well, right? Either going for 3, stopping those guys, making them punt, getting it back faster, shorter field, not being able to waste as much time so we can have a decisive outcome. And we got it happen our way, you know, got the ball back. Our guys were able to go out there and execute, and here we are, and executed at its finest too. You talk about that 2-minute drive.
And I just pulled this up from NFL.com. The Falcons this season, their fourth down conversion rate, they are 5 of 9 so far this season. Third down conversions, 16 of 52.
Yeah, that's just, and that's a good point. And that's one of those stats that obviously gets amplified either way. When you have wins and losses, when you're talking about a 3-2 first place team and a team coming off a big, obviously primetime win, then, you know, you talk about any conversions you made. The other thing I'll say too, and going back to our conversation about the identity of this offense, I 100% agree that we're going to do, and I love Zach Robinson's term, and you just brought it up, I don't have a balance. Like, I want to do whatever we need to win the game and explore those things. I think the problem is that when the game plan, when the defense calls for him to run the ball, and when they're walking, you know, eight guys out in coverage and everything else, I want to know that we can do it. And I don't think that's asking too much in the long run of the season. Now, from game to game, and it's like we were talking about Kyle Pitts a couple weeks ago, I don't care if Kyle Pitts gets zero catches. I want to go out and see the game, and that's why I think Raheem says, hey, stats are for losers. And I agree with him to a point that stats, you know, because you're focusing on the wrong things if you're worried about a certain player's stats after you come.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Of a victory.
They're also trends in a lot of ways. And he's right. He's right. You're right. But they also become worrisome when you have guys that you're depending on that aren't doing things. And that means if they're not producing, it means they're probably not to their full extent helping you win games. But the identity, you know, the conversation we got in earlier, Mike, is that you brought up expectations for Kirk Cousins.
Yep.
And I said, I think the problem is our expectations for the run game. Because I don't think that we're the run-first team. In 2022, no matter what way you look at it, who was in the backfield, who wasn't, the reality of the situation was you were a running football team because of the quarterback. And you were able to use the quarterback in the running game to get more out of it, whether it was with you know, zone reads or just the fact that you had to. Right, you had to absolutely run the football, or else you weren't going to be productive. He wasn't a prolific passer, and the same was the case last year. But we weren't that great of a running team last year,
yeah.
And I don't know if that is because teams know how to figure out what we were doing. I don't think it has to do with something. You can't tell me that it has to do with running back, but when I see running backs getting hit in the backfield, that to
well,
me seems
I,
a scheme
I think
issue.
Schematically, and this is, I never in a million years thought I would say this, Arthur Smith was way more exotic in his run game calls than Zach Robinson has been. And I can't even believe that that is even possible, because Arthur Smith was like 80% wide zone. But I didn't think it was possible to be less exotic than that, and yet here we are.
I think Arthur Smith had the Paul Johnson effect, where he might have ran the same four or five play. It looked like the four or five plays, but I think he had little twists to them that might have thrown people off.
Yep.
And I think that is where the brilliance gets overlooked because you don't want to give credit because you're like, oh, it's the same play, but it's not.
You're talking about Arthur Smith, not Zach Robinson.
Arthur Smith.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.